has the year gone? We still have the 21st on the calendar. So I know that there had been a couple of folks that had asked if we're having a meeting that week. It is still scheduled to occur on the 21st from 3:30 to 5:30. So please make note of that. You could. Next slide, please. All right, we'll do our welcome and roll call, and then we'll do the approval of the minutes for October and any public comment. So if we could, let's move into our roll call first.
Sure. Hi, good afternoon, everybody. This is Rachel from UConn. I'm going to take over the roll call for today, and I don't usually do it, so apologies if I mispronounce your name. If you would just speak up if you are here. So Nichu and Sean, I have you guys. Alejandro Gonzalez Restrepo? No. Amy Justice? Anne Van Herren?
She indicated that she's not going to be able to make it today.
Diana Major?
Sorry, I'm here.
She's there.
Thanks. EC Tech?
I don't see Dr. Tech yet.
Okay. Elizabeth Taylor? I thought I might have seen her on, but all right. Jay Gott?
Hey, good afternoon.
Hi, thank you. Jennifer Osowecki?
I am here.
Thank you. Jeremy Campbell? Kate Sacrow? Leslie Bennett? Margarita Giuliano? Marie Renard? Mark Silvestri. MJ McMullen.
I'm here.
Thanks, MJ. Nate Rickles.
Maybe late.
Okay. Patricia Carroll.
I see Pat's on the screen.
Okay. I will mark her present. Rachel Peterson. Rod Marriott.
Here.
Thank you. Stacy Ward Charlery. Dr. Valencia Bagby Young.
She's here.
Okay, thanks, Sean. I'll move over to the guest list. Nardin Farid. Naomi Nomizu.
She is dialing in as we speak.
Okay. Sean Ong. And I think I saw Rick Brooks in from DCP.
Yes, thank you for the invitation.
Thank you. Is anybody else on the line whose name I didn't call, or if you might have missed your name?
We have two phone numbers that, if you could please introduce yourself, the 4908 first, ending in 4908. Okay. We have another number that begins area code 203, ending in 0658. Anybody recognize those numbers? Otherwise, folks are just joining us randomly and don't know what they're in for.
They're on mute. They may not know it, that they're on mute.
I think Elizabeth Taylor is on. I think it looks like she doesn't have her maybe audio enabled. So I'm going to go ahead and mark her present.
Okay. Thank you.
We'll just check in on this, I guess, again at the towards the end of the meeting.
Thanks. I believe we have enough to make a quorum here. So if we can move on to our next slide. We're getting a chat in here from Dr. Bagby Young. Not sure why my audio never works with Zoom on this computer. Just gonna try to switch to another device. We're sorry for the frustration, whatever it takes. So can I get a review and approval of the minutes from the October meeting that were circulated with the materials for the meeting? Take a motion. I'm wondering if we have muted folks here because Pat's also having trouble. Is anybody else having trouble getting themselves off mute? I see MJ, you just came off mute.
Yeah, I just wanted to make a comment that I needed to just double check my settings when I logged into the Zoom to make sure that it was using the right devices. So I went out and went back in and tested that. So for any of those that are having trouble.
Okay.
And Rachel, Pat Carroll is on. She's the 0658 number.
We've got you, Pat. Thank you.
All right. Can I get a motion to approve the minutes?
I'll make the motion. It's Diane Major.
Thank you, Diane. And a second, please.
Rod Marriott, I'll second.
Thank you, Rod. Any discussion? If not, how about a... Well, it's hard to see here since I don't have everybody, but anybody who's opposed, speak now. All right, no opposition. Any abstentions? No abstention, therefore, can we assume that everybody is in agreement? Elizabeth Taylor's having trouble either. I'm wondering if there was an update to Zoom that everybody is struggling with or something. Apologize for that today. So let's say the motion carries, the minutes are approved. Can move on now. I don't believe I heard that there were any public members present today. If any one of those two numbers that we don't know is a public member and you'd like to say something, please take yourself off mute. Give it just a moment. Okay. I think we can move right on. Nitu, you're on.
Excellent. What, am I off mute?
You're fine.
Information?
Yeah.
Thank you. Okay. So first of all, wanted to remind everyone the meeting today is 90 minutes. We're hoping to wrap up the conversation that we started last time and have some discussion topics to go through. So I'll start with, if you move to the next slide, Rachel, please. Thank you. Yeah, this is something we discussed last time in summarizing the work that the committee had set forth for itself and where we landed. We did some color coding for ease of recognition of work where we had done a substantial amount of work, some work, and left most of the work for future. And the discussion last time focused on how do we, are we in agreement with what was represented here? And then the task for the admin group was to put it in words into a report format. So we'll continue that conversation here and you'll have the opportunity to be able to tell us if the messaging and the concepts are coming through in that report. And the way we've tried to take this discussion and saying, these were the five goals that the committee started with, these were the tasks that came out, and here's what was accomplished, here's what the future work is going to be. And you all should have the report in your inbox that was sent. And the hope for today's conversation is that we can walk you through what the outline of the report is. So it's a little bit easier to navigate through that 23-page document and how we've structured the report with your feedback, and also use the appendix section to provide some more details for to support the body of work.
I'm just going to jump in it too, and, mm-hmm. and just comment that this report is still draft. So we're going to get to this a little bit further on, but we will be looking for feedback.
Yes. So the rest of the meeting, we're going to be focusing on, four topics of discussion. One, as I pointed out, I'll walk you through what the report outline looks like. So it's a little bit easier to understand the thought process, and also a sound check from you all to see if that makes sense, if you were the ones reviewing and critiquing the final report. So that's one part. The second is based on this concept of what we have done today, how we are interacting with other agencies in the state, as well as what our next steps would look like. There is a section in this report that that outlines the interagency collaboration within the state with and where MRPC stands. So in other words, our place in the universe and how we see that interaction being strengthened in the coming months. So we'll go over that and Dr. Gresta will sort of lead the discussion there. In the draft report as well, there's a section on future work, and we wanted to spend some time on discussing that, the content as well as the visual that's presented. So those should be the cornerstones of what we want to cover today. And then as Sean pointed out, we've crafted a very simple feedback rubric for your comments, so we can make sure we capture every bit of comment and not lose it in track changes. So we'll go over that. Any questions so far? Thoughts, ideas? Well, if you are liking the meeting so far, I'd love some positive reactions. And as Sean pointed out, maybe some new video filters to try on. Okay, Rachel, you can move us on to the next slide. One after that. Yep, that's the one. Okay. So I see intent gaze is focused on the document that's being presented. This is the outline of the draft report that's in your inbox now. And we've tried to keep the table of contents to one page. And I'll walk you through the outline. Should be fairly intuitive, but what we hope to hear from you is, did we capture the work and the thought process accurately? Are there things in there that or sections that you'd like to include in here? So we start by, of course, acknowledging that this is not just a few people working together. It takes a village to do something like this. And there are lots of people who we've tapped on the shoulder and we're leveraging their work. We've summarized the report into a one-page executive summary. That should, the hope there is that it outlines not just the heavy lift on, but also it lays the groundwork for the next wave of work that we need to be focusing on. And then we get into the meat of the report, starting, of course, with the background. The background is split into two areas. One is the general about the medication reconciliation and polypharmacy. Those are things that have been discussed previously in the group, as well as for those of us who were part of the MedRec and polypharmacy work group that predated the MRPC. So borrowed from that background work there. We talk about committee membership and goals. Each of you represent an important part of the puzzle of medication reconciliation, and we talk about each of your roles in what you bring to the table in there, as well as discussing the five goals for the committee. Next, we get into how we actually organized ourselves and the progress we made. We talk about the timelines and the meeting structure and format, just to outline all of those things. The biggest chunk of the rest of the report is in the committee tasks. You'll see four tasks that we focused on here, which we went into details, and then those are coming from the table that I had up a little bit ago. And then we focus on the next steps and future works. So hopefully that narrative brings you to the natural conclusions that are presented in the next steps and future work. Any thoughts or comments on the outline? Sean, anything you'd like to share with the group?
Nope, I think it's looking good so far.
Next slide, please. Okay, so as promised, a couple areas where this is more of how we present the ideas that we've discussed in meeting formats onto a two-dimensional description, as well as give an image for people to react to. So we're very thankful for the team from UConn under Dr. Agresta's leadership that put this visual together to illustrate how the committee here has been interacting with other state agencies and what that future collaboration would look like. Tom, if you wouldn't mind walking us through what the diagram represents.
Sure, thanks. And this, like other things, really should be considered sort of a draft, with the idea that what we were trying to do was help people understand, you know, what the MRPC's relationship was to several of the sort of state agencies that sponsor it or directly collaborate with it. And also not just state agencies, but also the nonprofit Connecticut Information Exchange, or CONI, with the thought in mind that this probably needs to have multiple other nodes associated with it. But we wanted to get started and give a framework for a visual for how what we do in our group is influenced by recommendations, requests, opportunities from other groups. And this is not just current, but thinking more forward as well. And that's why you'll see, you know, a bit more on CONI, I think, kind of going forward as the information exchange. And then also what we are able to kind of provide to other organizations in a collaborative fashion in order to influence, you know, how they can best operate and how they can, you know, take what we've given them and maybe, you know, help actually improve the way medication reconciliation occurs. So if you think about starting on the left-hand side, we've got the Health IT Advisory Council, which we have a sort of has the oversight responsibility for our committee. Since we are a committee underneath the HIT Advisory Council and chartered in that way, you know, there's a direct relationship. They can ask us for recommendations. They can, you know, suggest to us, you know, changes or ways to approach things. We do have the ability, you know, the authority to have our own, to create our own charter, et cetera. But as you recall, we had to hand it up to them to get it approved. We can obviously hand to them recommendations for what can occur for them to take on in terms of they have a broader set of representation than we do around all of the health IT utilization in the state. And so we may be able to, you know, provide them with some thoughts or ideas that they may be able to go out and seek additional funding for, et cetera. We also have a direct relationship with the Office of Health Strategy. As you know, Adrian and Tina and some other folks from the Office of Health Strategy directly provide some funding through work through an IAPD with DSS. It's a complicated process, but they provide some funding to help with supporting the MRPC, but they also have a role in trying to take what we recommend as policy recommendations or what we recommend in terms of maybe how the HIE may be able to function in the future and work with state agencies like DSS, but also work with the legislature to seek additional funding, to maybe take on policy recommendations and try to make them into, you know, legal changes, et cetera. We obviously work also directly with the Department of Consumer Protection with Rod's participation. And we've obviously been, you know, hearing about the PDNP and how that can get integrated over time into the EHRs and how that may help with our process. And he's, you know, shared, you know, some of the insulin requirements the PDNP is going to have to take on. And so we can provide this collaborative feedback recommendations in both directions there. And those are all places where you've all seen the activity sort of occurring already. As the Connecticut Information Exchange actually gets really up and functioning in a way where they're actually exchanging healthcare data and taking on the Health Information Exchange activities or services that they will sort of promote throughout the state. One of them is to improve the way medications are reconciled. And so there'll be use cases that get developed through Connie. And there's been some initial conversations with their board of directors who oversee Connie, as well as some initial conversations with their operations advisory committee and their incoming CEO who will take on activities there with regards to that, around how the MRPC can collaborate with them. For example, our BPMH recommendations will get passed over to Connie as well as all the others, right? But it'll go to Connie. And if there is an opportunity to sort of then operationalize that in terms of actually creating, you know, a technical solution that could be connected to the HIE, there will be an option to try to start to build that out. So this is just you know, how we interact with other state agencies at the moment. Now, there are clearly can be other state agencies that hang off here. And we could also then think about another ring around the outside of this or connected to the MRPC that are other organizations, stakeholders, et cetera. My thought was that we could start small with describing this and then evolve over time into a more robust diagram. So I'm going to stop there and ask for any thoughts, any feedback. You know, does this represent how people see it? Is this new learning for them? You know, is this incomplete, which I suspect it is, you know?
Tom, this is Nate. Quick question. Do you, is there anything here that you think would be, maybe is it surprising or you think is typical about how this kind of committee would intersect with state agencies?
Can I reframe what you're asking just so I understand it better?
I'm just asking, you know, I see, you know, it's a nice diagram. I was just curious if you were someone outside. By the way, my perspective in reviewing all of what you're doing, how does the reader see it? And so that's why I'm just asking, is there anything, I don't know, novel or is it like a white bread here that everybody's just comfortable digesting?
Well, I'll start by just saying that we're the center of it all. That seems like it's pretty obvious.
Thank you, Sean.
Probably the center for only one small part of life, right? But maybe it gives a sense for the influence we might have, that the influence may be broader than people realize, that the ability to sort of learn from, impact, and provide feedback that this group has the capacity to do, that might be novel, and it might be very different than what a lot of other states have. To provide, you know, some really unique perspectives from a group of dedicated subject matter experts, in essence, right?
Nate, one other thing, I think the diagram can illustrate for the reader would be that we're not an island of one and sort of doing our own thing. There is the very intent of collaboration and sort of getting insights from others and passing our lessons to others that's built into the structures, and it's been consciously developed in that. And hopefully with that in mind, if when you're reading the narrative, I'd love to hear if that message is coming across.
It's Diane Mead. Oh, I'm sorry. Go ahead, Sean.
No, please. You first.
I was going to say, I love it. To me, you know, I always benefit from a visual, and I think it's very clear. I like the back and forth arrows between the center and each of the four compartments on the outside, but I wondered if it also, you know, it's not a linear thing. Everything is circular. So I just wonder, you know, would it make it too distracting if we had also sort of arrows going from each of the outer, what are those? Those are not octagons, you know, the little outside. Yeah, the four hexagons. If we had arrows going between each of those to kind of show that it's, you know, we go back and forth with, say, the Office of Health Strategy, but what we do with that is going to connect to the CONI and to the department. And you know what I mean? Aren't they all connected? And it's kind of circular. I'm not sure if that's necessary, but that's the only other thing I would think of.
Diane, if I'm understanding your point, you're saying that it's not just we are the intermediary between all the agencies. These agencies also have arrows amongst themselves.
Yes. So, and that, exactly. And so on the sort of in between each of the four of them, I would see how, you know, I think they should be connected by arrows, because anything we do that one of them can help us promote or disseminate, it has a trickle down effect to the others. You know, it's not just, they're not working in silos with just us in the middle. I think it affects all of these agencies, whatever we do.
Yeah, I think that's very true. And if we were to like throw in some other state agencies like DSS and DPH, you know, we have some impact and some influence on what we do, some of it more indirectly through other agencies at the moment. But so I can see it. I'm not sure if it visually doesn't become a bit of spaghetti, you know, because I'm just thinking about a connection between DCP and CONI. And then if we throw in DSS, that, you know, is another agency, and DEMIS is another, what can happen is we may end up with a bit more hours than is easy to demonstrate. So I if someone's got a great way of representing that, you know, we can certainly try to figure out a better way of representing things. I certainly think that would be reasonable.
The thought on that, it's really hard to do in a two-dimensional way. But one of the things I've seen is a social network diagram. Type of thing, if that kind of spaghetti and meatball diagram would work. Again, we'd have to rely on what tools we have to do that kind of three-dimensional image into a 2D structure.
Yeah, observationally, the social network diagramming tends to be more research paper oriented, and harder for an audience like this to sort of understand.
The pharmacist in me sees a bunch of cyclohexane rings and covalent bonding, so I thought it looked pretty good. But I do want to get to Pat's comment because she's muted and not able to maybe share hers. But she says she's wondered about the word recommendations. Are there some things that are assignments? For example, are we given tasks that we are responsible for more than just to recommend? So that could suggest that there's some additional sphere of influence in here that you want to either highlight by color or bolding or some other fashion. I don't know if there's a perfect solution to it. I think, you know, we're identifying that there's a lot of ways that we interact. That's probably more than most people thought. Those connections are kind of like the legs of an octopus out there, and some of them are going to be stickier than others, but we could maybe take it back and rework a few things. But at first glance, I think it's, you know, for the pharmacist in me, cyclohexane rings and covalent bonds looks good.
One thing for the group, I think, again, diagrammatic representation simplifies things, and that's the intent. But if that message is coming across in the narrative that you will be reading, that would be another opportunity where we can clearly outline what is being phrased in there. So so that would be another way where if you have ideas and thoughts on wordsmithing that section, that would be helpful in outlining. And then we can reference the diagram to say it's a diagrammatic representation of this with the MRPC at the center.
Yeah, and just to also bring Pat's comment back in, she says, good point, we interact, but to whom and what are we responsible? I wonder if there's an opportunity to share in those outer spheres maybe what products are that we are pushing out, you know, the outputs of the MRPC.
Yeah. Tom, I think without having to do a considerable bit of rework on this diagramming, if we move this to rotated this about 90 degrees, we can at least say MRPC rolls up to the Health IT Advisory Council as of this moment, and then the other agencies that we participate. So it gives what Pat is talking about, is this is our responsibility, and then this is our participation. So just by reorienting.
That makes sense, and it's really easy to do.
The other thing that you had brought up in, I have to say, as many times as we've looked at the report and the diagrams, I didn't connect the dots. Those covalent bonds were clearly missing there for me, Sean. Is the external agency. We've had collaboration with NCPDP from the very start, and somewhere in these set of bubbles to represent that there's an external participation outside of the state, although that would mean that we have to redo the title. But it's external collaborations or collaborators or however we want to frame that.
Yeah, we may, I was thinking that the complexity of it may require us to think about, I mean, you know, we've got SureScripts, we've got other organizations too. And so the we've got, you know, health systems, and we've got, you know, CHA represented, and we've got different kinds of we've got pharmacy chains, and so it also is a way to think about, you know, how, not just who comprises it, but what kind of relationships that brings to bear. Is that important for us to represent in a diagrammatic way, or is it important for us to represent in you know, the verbiage? I don't know. That would be an area where I think if you guys wanted to provide some thoughts or feedback, I mean, those are all doable, you know, modifications or additions, right? If they're important to represent.
Yeah, there's a section in the report on committee membership. The intent there was to represent the broad participation of the coalition. So tying it back to probably in the narrative, to say, you know, here's a broad group which of course brings its own circle of influence, but here's the official interagency participation that we've cultivated.
So what do you think, in the interest of time, do people feel comfortable moving on? Any other final comments? There will be an opportunity that, if you want, you'll see in the feedback grid that you can certainly comment later on this. I don't want to stifle conversation, but do want to keep us moving. All right.
If we go to the next slide, I think Tom still got the floor. Diane and Rod are both saying good with them. Great.
All right. So then what we did was we added a diagram into the report that what we were trying to represent with this diagram is the fact that we have started to lay the foundation with a number of tasks that we've either accomplished or, you know, have nearly accomplished that have kind of laid out, you know, what are the things that we've actually put in as building blocks, almost like, you know, the things that need to be in the basement, you know, so that we actually can build the rest of the house around it. And recognizing quite frankly that we've still got a ways to go and that there are tasks that we haven't yet accomplished, but that we're not putting them aside entirely. We've got them ready to go, and we're going to work on them in the course of the next, year and longer if need be, if that's what happens. So we have done some things, and it's important that we sort of actually acknowledge the fact that it was last year, despite kind of focusing on a few things, we've actually done a number of things. We figured out what was the most important, things to work on first. And we came out of that with 11 recommendations, but we figured out what to work on first. We kind of ran out the door and got a survey out about the use of CancelRx, and then followed up with education, you know, that we actually rolled out. And in the report, you'll see in the CancelRx element, you'll see that we've actually kind of made some progress. And I actually know, for a fact that I think we've made some progress since the progress was made, since the report was made. I think Sean's organization is adopting, this at a higher rate. And then we've gone on and developed our BPMH business and functional requirements. We actually went through that process. But we still have a bit of work to do, right? We've still got to make some additional policy recommendations. We've actually got to then actually take a look at what are the best practices? What are the workflow aspects? What are the, how do we actually accomplish these tasks? We know for a fact that one of the major things we need to do is figure out how to best engage patients. And, that requires a strategy, and it requires taking some action. It requires us actually, engaging with not just our patient representatives, but maybe folks outside of the MRPC to begin with. And we know that is important. That voice has been shared, and we need to figure out how to do that. We know that we have to kind of pass on, our BPMH and work with those other organizations to make sure that somebody does something with it, that it actually is taken, and somebody actually starts to try to build towards the future. We said that we wanted to kind of create a repository of all of the data, the information, the reports, the literature around this, the best practices. And so I can tell you that, for example, some of the work that we've done at UConn Health is starting to pull all that together, and we've got it kind of stored. And we're kind of getting prepped to launch a place where we can actually display it and share it, and then get you guys to help embellish it and improve it and go with there. And then we know that we have been promised to have some dollars made available for additional planning and implementation of some of our ideas through funding that had come through the high tech funding through CMS, et cetera. And we believe that very much in this year's upcoming year that some of that funding will be made available to kind of actually take on the next task. And so, you know, we've got to figure out how to best utilize and help with defining that. So those are tasks that we know exist. This is not a, you know, this diagram does not have everything. It doesn't everything we accomplish. It isn't everything we need to do. It's just diagrammatically kind of represents stuff. So again, any feedback, thoughts on this?
And I would just add to it that we did that with knowing that we lost time in the spring due to COVID, and then again in August because of the storms that came through in August. Reactions from folks.
I think it's great. I mean, it's such a visual, and it really does put into perspective how much we got done. To see it all in writing, it's very concrete, and I just love it. I think it's a really good piece to include.
Thanks, Diane. And Tom, you have two visuals in there.
Well, the visual to the right is actually how it appears currently in the actual report. The visual to the left is essentially the bottom half of that, if you can kind of see that. You know, the idea is that we've put together the basement, you know, we're now working a little bit above the basement, and, you know, we got to put the frame together and kind of keep working. I think part of the other thing was we wanted some feedback is to do, you know, is one or the other more effective? Sometimes it's just a matter of, you know, perspective, you know.
I think either way for me works. The second I looked at the screen and looked at the left, I thought building blocks, you know, where have we gone? So, I don't know that it has to be a house or a foundation. It clearly is that. I don't, either way, it works. It works.
Others?
Go ahead, Nate.
Yeah, just a quick question, just a general one that may not necessarily relate to this figure in itself, but just in general, do you see some of like this slide and other stuff? I know on the first page of the report, you mentioned some goals of the MPRC until September 2021. And do you feel like it would be helpful to the reviewers of the report if they saw how this kind of either fit with those goals, or I was just wanting to kind of not, sometimes when you have goals, like you list on the first page or two of the report, whether we should kind of come back to how we're meeting those goals.
Nate, are you, if I'm understanding you correctly, there are the goals that we listed, and there were some tasks that we did. How do the goals and the tasks connect, and did we meet the goals that we set out for?
Yeah, or just show how we are meeting them. Yeah,
okay. So connecting the goals with the task. I don't have the report in front of me right now, but I thought we have a table in there to outline some of that. Well, when we relook at the report, we'll try to make sure that we come back and say we were going to do it and we did it.
Yeah, thank you.
Nichu, this is Rachel. There is a brief table in the body of the report that does outline the 11 recommendations and then the activities and progress we've made towards meeting each, or which ones rather we've made progress on.
And I think it's important for folks to, when they take a look at that, to acknowledge whether they agree that we've made those, you know, that progress, whether you feel like we've only gone part of the way, whether you feel like we've done, you know, better than that. That those are places to provide feedback. That's helpful, and then it makes the product a group product, which is actually what we want. We want it to be a group product.
How about from some of you who have been a little quiet here, MJ, Rod, Jay, any thoughts? Dr. Bagby Young,
want to make sure that we're not just having the same folks here talking.
This is Rod. I've been happy with the conversation so far, and I think it's pretty spot on. I think I like the diagram itself. I think it really kind of helps to kind of see what we've done too. It feels like sometimes we don't always make progress, and so it's good to always kind of get back and visualize what you've done. So I find that stuff to be generally helpful, and I'm kind of want to put it all together and kind of get through the report before I make too much of a comment on some of that stuff, and give the report kind of a fair look in its totality.
Thank you.
Fair enough. Thank you.
It's a fine art of sort of balancing what expectation we set, not only for others, but also for ourselves, because disillusionment is easy in this space, because it's a lot of tedious work. So even when we say we were expecting to have this list that would magically come together and look like this and do certain things, all of the requirements that we gathered, we don't actually have a product, but that's what we've put in the future work. But we wanted to outline that in order to do that kind of work, there's a strong foundation of requirements, of gathering the right folks to develop those requirements, all of that stuff that is needed. So hopefully, as you read through the report, you could comment on, if you are looking at this 5 years from today, would you be able to say, yeah, this committee did do the work that they set out to do, and that will provide a strong foundation like they're claiming it is? Sean, not to pick on MJ again, Andrew, there's a graph in the report with SureScript's data. Specifically, from your perspective, if you can just point out, of course, the branding part of things, and if that's the latest, greatest on the data.
Let me take a look. I had to step away. I have a kid home, so I had to step away for a minute.
Oh, no worries. You don't have to do it right the moment. Feel free to look at it after as well.
But I know that Tom and Rachel and I had a conversation recently about some data. So I imagine that is the latest and greatest.
Okay. It's the latest data. We'll just want to make sure that it's put in correctly, and we may want to, you know, change labels if need be, et cetera. So take a look at it with that perspective, MJ.
Sure.
All right, I'm going to be the timekeeper here. Are we good with the foundational blocks? Should we keep on building? All right, next slide. So as I've alluded to a couple of times, this is not a final report. We're looking for feedback, but we have a need to make sure that feedback comes in a manner in which we can digest it. And internally, we started kicking around, why not just send the document out and have everybody do track changes and send it back to us? And we thought that's just not going to be feasible for us to handle, you know, 10, 12 different versions and worry about us having version control problems. So we came up with what we think is a very simple way of doing it. It's a separate Word document. We're asking that you, as you're reading through the report, if you identify something that you feel needs clarification, needs to be changed, is factually incorrect, whatever the situation may be, that you use this form and send that back to us. You'll have your sample feedback, what page it is, the section, and then your comments. It doesn't have to be elaborate, just so that it's clear enough that we understand what you're trying to get across. The key here, though, is we're looking for the feedback by November 30th. We're trying to turn this around as quickly as possible. Adrian has given us some marching orders in terms of when we need to potentially get this back to the state. Adrian, I don't know if you want to comment any further on that, but we did set a deadline of the 30th to try to get the feedback to us so that we can process it and get a version back to all of us to reflect on as quickly as possible. Any concerns about the format? Okay, next slide. All right, moving on to next steps. So if we can just advance one more, please. Again, our goal is to get our final report, get all of our feedback in from all of you by the 30th, gain consensus for the final report in December, and then submit that to HITAC as quickly as we can. There's also going to be a survey that's going to come out looking at what we can do for meetings for 2021. We're looking to, I think, move off of Mondays and try to mix things up a little bit. So if you would like to weigh in, please do make sure that you fill out that survey so we know what dates and times moving forward are going to look good for you for next year. As of now, nobody has a crystal ball, but we're anticipating that we'll remain in a virtual format until we can once again get back together. So plan on this being virtual for the foreseeable future. Next slide. And we just have to check back in to see if there was anybody else who had joined since we started the recording. I don't know if I saw that anybody joined. If you were not here during the original roll call, can you please just give...
Sean, I wasn't a part of the original roll call.
I'm sorry, who just said that?
Nate, you got me, Rachel.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. I got you.
Yeah.
Okay, next slide. So this meeting went by a little faster than we had anticipated, which is, I don't think anybody's going to complain about, but we do want to give you an opportunity. If you have any last minute questions, concerns, comments, conundrums, anybody consternated? I run out of C words.
Oh, please, you don't want COVID as your C word.
I'll stop there.
Cybersecurity?
I think
there's a new Hollywood movie that's coming out that's going to be on COVID. It's going to be, I think, Quentin Quarantino directing it.
Oh boy. Don't quit your day job.
I suspect that many people may have Zoom fatigue. That's what I'm guessing.
Indeed. It's been a long couple days here. Any other thoughts?
I'm happy to make a motion to adjourn if nobody else has anything.
Please do.
Rob made a side comment on an emotion.
I second it.
Thank you, Nate.
Yep.
Okay. All those in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Any abstentions? All right, everyone. Stay safe. And thank you all. Happy Thanksgivings. We have a lot to be thankful for this year, despite everything else that's going on in this world. So I hope you have a chance to see family, if not remotely, then carefully in person.
And if you're looking for ideas for a Zoom mixer, I'm happy to provide some.
Thank you, guys.
Thanks, everybody.
Have a wonderful holiday, everyone.
You too.
Okay. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Care now.